Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing individual displacement in Bogotá, Buenaventura, Florencia, and Oconia municipalities of Colombia. Part 1. Overview. Colombia has experienced decades of internal displacement, largely driven by the presence of multiple NSAGs and a history of prolonged armed conflict. This dynamic has generated significant and persistent protection challenges, affecting millions of individuals and entire communities. Reflecting this, IDPs report threats or direct violence as the main reasons for displacement, followed by clashes between armed groups. Despite the signing of the 2016 peace agreement, which initially reduced mass displacement events, displacement remains prevalent, with individual displacement becoming a dominant trend. Since 2020, individual displacement has increased in Colombia, surpassing mass displacement in large numbers. Between January 2023 and June 2024, 343,917 people were displaced, 75% of them individually displaced. Among these, 52% were women, 34% were children, 21% belonged to Afro-Colombian communities, and 8% were members of indigenous communities. Some individuals may experience both individual and mass displacement over time, reflecting the fluid and complex nature of displacement in Colombia. Part 2. Legal provisions for supporting individually displaced people in Colombia. In Colombia, the rights of IDPs, both mass and individual, are protected under Law 387 of 1997 and Law 1448 of 2011. These laws establish the framework for emergency humanitarian assistance, access to basic services, and comprehensive reparations, including health, education, housing, and income generation. The framework has been updated to extend the declaration period to 5 years and ensure access to aid across municipalities without requiring re-registration. It also establishes maximum deadlines for the delivery of emergency assistance and administrative procedures. There are other complementary laws, such as Constitutional Court Judgment T025 of 2004, which declared forced displacement unconstitutional and ordered specific measures to address it. Decrees 4633, 4634, and 4635 of 2011 provide assistance and reparation for indigenous, Rom, and Afro-Colombian victims. Law 1719 of 2014 guarantees access to justice for victims of sexual violence in the conflict, and the final peace agreement and the special jurisdiction for peace address the care and justice for victims, including the displaced. While the legal framework offers comprehensive provisions for both mass and individual displacement, its implementation presents significant challenges. Although Colombian legislation protects IDPs, the assistance provided by subnational state entities and humanitarian organizations falls short of addressing the scale of displacement across the country. In all studied municipalities, displaced individuals face insufficient services. Individual displacement often lacks the visibility and scale required to trigger robust institutional responses. As these laws were primarily designed to address mass displacement, they also often fail to account for the nuanced and less visible challenges that individually displaced people face. In contrast to mass displacement events, which often trigger national emergency responses that facilitate access to support services, individual displacements are less visible and typically receive more limited assistance, resulting in acute gaps in support. People experiencing mass displacement are more likely to receive assistance. According to the humanitarian NGO Forum, 36% of the people displaced in groups of 10 households received aid in 2023, compared to 26.2% of those displaced in smaller groups. IDPs, whether displaced en masse or individually, reported needs across all sectors, with the highest priorities being food, housing, and employment. This means that individually displaced people are at heightened risk of having unmet basic needs because they are less likely to receive assistance compared to cases of mass displacement. Part 3. Individual displacement drivers. In the Colombian context, multiple factors drive displacement. These drivers include conflict, climate-related events, and economic pressures. This report focuses on conflict as a key driver of individual displacement, highlighting SAG activities and their impact on communities. Many individually displaced people also face repeated displacement as a result of continued threats from SAGs. The actions of these groups, largely driven by clashes over territorial control and the exploitation of illegal economies, consistently force populations to flee across the country. Displacement is closely associated with various protection risks, including threats, extortion, gender-based violence, and recruitment into SAGs, particularly among children. As reported in Florencia, child recruitment is a primary driver of individual displacement to this municipality. Fear of violence and the erosion of community trust, resulting from the extensive control SAGs exert over various aspects of daily life, are drivers of both mass and individual displacement. In the case of individual displacement, individuals often leave in small groups without their belongings to avoid raising suspicion, increasing their immediate post-displacement needs as they must rely on limited resources to rebuild their lives while waiting for state assistance, which often faces delays in the form of the bureaucratic hurdles mentioned earlier. Some communities report that SAGs prohibit mass displacements through threats and acts of violence to avoid attracting the attention of authorities, especially if the armed group is in negotiations with the government. In some cases, armed groups force people to report mass displacement events as individual displacements to limit visibility and external intervention, allowing them to maintain control over affected populations and reducing external interference to their activities, including humanitarian or government assistance. Aggravating factors related to individual displacement discusses in this report are climate and natural hazards and economic challenges. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.